the interesting feeling is one that's curious, is just the message we gave was, let's read the Talmud. Everyone had the Talmud, right? Some sense of truth. May have commented on the Talmud of the Talmud of Peter. The Yehuda Omer, in the discussions about not using non-Jewish names, Moshe the Shuvah, others are curious about this, but I think someone, maybe Moshe, I'm not sure, I think someone mentioned the fact that Peter was Jewish, but his name was Peter. But some say, well, maybe it's really a Hebrew name, it's Peter. Peter. Of the Apostle his name was Peter. No, I mean, Peter is the Hebrew word.
Wasn't Peter of the New Testament also supposed to be a
bit
of Jew before?
They're all Jews, but Peter is not Jewish. So you say either you draw a base, more or less a vertical line. There are some nice maps in here. You can draw a line that's a little bit at a horizontal. Take a look after it on page 51. They show you different versions of where the Gvulei Yisrael might be. So this is the broadest version is that. Nachum Mitzrayim is down here directly north of the Red Sea, of Yom Kippur. And Kriya Amnon might be way up into what we now call Syria. And you draw a line from this point to this point. Not north-south, but you draw a line, a straight line from point to point. And everything inside of this area is Eretz Yisrael L'chol
Hadayim. North
and
south? Huh? North and south?
Yeah. Yeah, that's the larger blue. And the Chitam Tzemtzemes is like this. And you move in Nachum Mitzrayim into a much closer Wadi. It's not all the way down to the Yam Suf. And you move Tor Ya'anan much further south. Okay. Be that as it may, Mamata Golan is definitely included. But where my brother-in-law Sismo lives, and Christine is well inside. But either way, you have a point over here. You have a point over here. You draw a line across. So that and everything inside, so the east of the line, is included in Eretz Yisrael. That is the approach of the Tanakhama or the Hakam. If you says no, you draw lines across. Draw the curve straight out. The whole width of Eretz, the whole height of Eretz Yisrael extends all the way across until the Oceanus, until the Atlantic Ocean. And we discussed yesterday, Atlantic Ocean is not included just because it's not Yama Gabo. It's possibly Yama Gabo. It's only been Yama Gabo. Okay. So, you don't know Kosha Kenegar and Shrek, okay, so says host the rush. A few out of Yama's kids in Mukha. Clearly, even including all the way up until the Atlantic Ocean. The Shalva Rebbeinu Peter, Rebbeinu Tam. So Rebbeinu Peter apparently already left Yeshiva, wherever he was living. He sends a letter. We should be chayiv by us in Meister and Shvius, according to Yehuda. Should my rabba show us trouble to undo? We are to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Haida works to the west of Eretz Yisrael. But he has the last thing believed appears in the Tosfos.
No.
He says the proof. Haida works to the west of Eretz Yisrael. Maybe we're not. He's out of the east. So Adam is following Canadian Israel. This appears in the Tosfos and Brachos as well. I think that hey, that Yud, that hey, in Brachos. Because the Gemara is talking about davening westward. The Gemara is assuming that the back of the shul is to the east. Because the ideal way a shul is supposed to be constructed is that the door is in the back and the encoder is in the front. And you enter from the back and you face front, so there's the shul. So the Gemara talks about passing, crossing behind the shul, so on and so forth. The assumption of the Gemara is that in Babel, the door of the shul is to the east. The Tosfos says, well, that was in Babel. Because they were to the east of Eretz Yisrael, because they davened westward in the back of the shul of the east. But for us, it's the reverse. We live in France, we daven to the east, the back of the shul should be to the west. That's the source of the fact that we daven Mizrah. And it never, I'm always curious to go to people who have gone to Russia, all these various stores, whether anyone built shuls facing south. If you look at them, Tosafot said we got to east. It's because Tosafot lived in France, which is more or less to the west of Eretz Yisrael. But Moscow is almost directly due north of Eretz Yisrael. I wonder if anyone actually, if they just continue to follow the old practice, or as Jews over the centuries moved across Europe, northeast, up to Eastern Europe, whether anyone decided they started to tilt the shul. In case, in Rabbeinu Tam, Rabbeinu Pesach says, look, I know they work to the west of Eretz Yisrael, but that's what we have in eastward, Pesach and Rabbeinu, they are Pesach and Rabbeinu, it's about that speaking. So okay, so maybe we're to the west of Eretz Yisrael, we should be chayav in Trumas Amen. So Rabbeinu Tam gives to her. Number, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Now, our Tosafot gives the initial answer, well, we don't pass like Yehuda. Okay, the way the question appears in Tosafot Rosh, you gotta be careful, is according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should be chayav. Not how it's asking, but according to Rabbi Yehuda, we should be chayav. Okay. Yeah? When you say you live in France, we live in France. We all own vineyards. Right. You can grow your wines across all the way until you get to Mediterranean Sea. So Rabbi Tam was not a thinker. Rabbi Tam was a banker. But many of the Baitos followed the approach of the great grandfather, and they were farmers.
The question is
how do we understand Shitas Rabbi Yehuda?
The Bai Tosafot saw Minigab, the way they did things, Masa Mechayom was like a Gemara. That is, you can ask the steer to Masa Mechayom and the Gemara, and what's the what we do? Presumably, we didn't have this Minig for hundreds of years, started by Minig, but speaking, it's presumably correct against the Gemara, so Hayab Miyasha. Some people say, Nachanami, Masa Mechayom was wrong, but more often than not, the Bai Tosafot assumed that what they were doing was correct. The point is, in Svara, they didn't have such an assumption, a strong assumption. But Ashkenaz is a very strong assumption that the way they were doing things was presumed, not always, but presumed to be correct. So the Indos is going to say, well, but the other cash is, well, what's that with us? And then the natural answer is we don't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. Now, we have to get back to Tosafot, but Tosafot might be offering other answers as well. So it could be that it's not so precious that we shouldn't pass them like Rabbi Yehuda. They were not so comfortable saying, there's no clear stock one or the other. And if anything, keep in mind that according to the whole point of the Gemara here, why is Nachum by Yisrael calling this Tosafot? To say that it's also Machlokes by Gittin. Right? That's our point. So if it's also Machlokes by Gittin, it's not a clear stock here either. So maybe we're not so sure. They're not so comfortable saying Apollo. Okay. So at the very least, someone should be Machmer. If no one's being Machmer of Yehuda, we tell them, serious demon, we're all farmers. Most of us are farmers. All of us are eating. We're all eating. No one, Moshe Mamlo, we knew anyone's Machmer for Arla Therese, for Dina Arla Therese, the Shah, which is much more common than Arla Therese. No one ever heard of Truas and Isis and Shemitah and everything. No one ever read the word about it. It's a little bit strange. It's probably what the Kash is, you're right. The Kash is a little bit slightly different than the way it's been in Tosafot. But it's probably not just, well, theoretically by Yehuda, but with an angle towards some element of Halacha Maaseh. So what are the Tam's answers? Number one, Esher the Yehuda Kitshua B'Shniya. Kidah Rinan, Habei Krachim Kivshum Olei Mitzrayim. He says, well, according to Yehuda, maybe it's only Kiddushat Olei Mitzrayim, and not Kiddushat Olei Babel. So we're going to have to return to this answer afterwards, but let's give it an initial once over. What's the point of that answer? What's the point of that answer? What's he saying?
You don't have to separate your answer.
Yeah. that truth and righteousness depends on Kedushas Ole Bavo. Which, so that Kedushas Eretz Yisrael, Kedushas truth and righteousness depends on that. Okay, fine. So Ole Bavo never got there. We understand. They barely covered all of the original Mama Eretz Yisrael proper. They definitely never got to France and Germany.
Some say that they were actually there.
But that was that wasn't as an act of settling as a part of Jewish life.
They
were assuming that the Kedusha, that Mitzvah is for Arya, that's connected to Ole Bavo. This is not Ole Bavo, but it is Ole Mitzrayim, and the Dini Get would correspond to Ole Mitzrayim. And the whole Sheet of the Yehuda is only that this strip of France and Germany, or whatever it is, has the status of, and some of the, maybe the tip of the boot, and the status of Ole Mitzrayim. No one ever said the status of Ole Bavo. The truth of the life says, no, we're only talking about God, they don't see which can depend on Ole Mitzrayim. Life, yes.
So what is it
being considered
as part of the Earth's
self,
or is
it
not considered part of
the Earth's self? Okay, good. So, you ask the excellent question, which you're going to come back to. We already see from this first Earth that it sounds like there are multiple ways of defining Earth's self. It's something we're going to take up a little bit here, but we'll take up more if we're going to table somewhere. One second. We're going to put that on high. You're making an important point. When we get to the next Gemara of Surya, that's really going to break open. So we're going to see there may be even more, just like we saw there are many different ways to define Karka. There may be many different elements to what it means to be Eretz Yisrael. They usually correspond. There may be a number of ways of picking them apart. You're already seeing, right, the Get is not Mitzvah Baris, nothing agricultural about it, and therefore, who told us that Get and Trumas and Maestros are connected?
Both.
Better. You mean Amora, who told me that Get and Trumas and Maestros are connected? Not exactly, or you're close. Think, I both, I think. Think. Gemara. The Gemara is the prince of the Razzle.
You hear me?
You guessing or you don't? What's the Gemara? What do you say?
You hear me?
Who said? Who says? Who says that Get is linked to Trumas and Maestros? Rav Yirmiyah. Give us a chance to think. Right. Rav Yirmiyah says it. Because Rav Yirmiyah assumed, right, with the Sfina Gol Sheshet, that wherever there's a straw for Trumas and Maestros, there's a straw for Gittin. So according to the first part of the implication, there's a little teeny tiny line in Tosfos. And Tosfos Rosh. Oh, the Buffalo Mitzrayim. So there are a couple of major implications. One implication is that we're already assuming that there are different definitions of Eretz Yisrael, and different halachas of Eretz Yisrael might correspond to different dinei Eretz Yisrael. Number one. Number two is that he's saying, what's the machlokes of Yirmiyah Mizrach by Yitzchak and Ejimar? I think there are two approaches to having Yashas and Sira. But not just it's a question of do you approach it as two different cases or as a machlokes, but more. It's what if some see make what the connection can get and true with the Yashas. So here he's assuming that whatever truth rises follows what gets follows too. And Rav Nachman Yitzchak, at least according to his name in Tosfos, is arguing Ekroni and saying, no, it's unrelated. Therefore, I can imagine saying that this can apply as there in the Western Mediterranean region. The notion was the Maestris, because it's not the solution for Tolly Baldo, but it was Mitzvah, I say, only Trayim, and therefore. And therefore, for get purposes, it is there.
Even though they didn't have them, they needed to bring from their
Right. of Aristotle and Strion. Yeah, that's the only one they quote. But that's only, that's how Rosh Hashanah smooth. Good friend impression. You're always asking, the Rambam quotes that Aristotle and Strion is tied in the Shemot Marsha, as well as that. Mijabana. So that's true, but that you're right. That's which halacha? That's halacha Dal is? Hey? Hey. I'm sorry that they copied Kena Ben. I'm sure I'm on the But that's true, but that was a Dindra Abana. That's a Dindra Abana to only the Namas of Sukkot. In order that Nehemiah should have what to eat, so Machar, the air is right near Eretz Yisrael proper, but it's true with the Maestros, Dindra Abana in France and Germany and Tunisia and Morocco is not going to help anyone in back in Eretz Kanaan. So Mustama, he would say, of course the Gemara says that the Rambam quotes, but that's only Rosh Hashanah. The Rambam himself talks about the idea of Rosh Hashanah. Right? Now, another interesting thing is this idea of Eitam, I thought you would say, is very much aligned with the Rambam. But if Eitam is suggesting that forget, you follow only the Tzrayim, all that's true with the Maestros, so where do you see the Rambam holds that guest follows only the Tzrayim? Where do you see the Rambam? In Rama Gary, not Helpful Gears. Rama right here.
Nice.
It's a little bit, it's a little subtle. Yeah, you're a good Zion. What do you think, Zion?
It says that even the bit that
Oli
Babel didn't conquer, that
Oli Babel
didn't conquer,
they still
tied
in
the
Matar
because
Abdiyani
depends on the
Pugil
depends on what
they get. No, the
orders of
Oli Mitzrayim
as recommended.
He gives it in Halacha Zion. Good, Halacha Zion gives it the borders of Oli Mitzrayim land. And Al Pesach gives the smaller borders of only Baba land. And the borders of only Baba land are based on the Mishnah and Shavuot, I believe. Right? Halacha Pesach, they tell you they kept the Mishnah. The Razan kept the Mishnah, send you to Shavuot. Perish you to Shavuot. But Halacha Zion, a Zelia Arach, Zikro, Oli Mitzrayim, may reckon. She missed the better control, Ari Yamadal. The Ashkelon, she was drawn to Arako, she was tougher. I have a Halacha, Yako, it's good. There's a whole discussion. This is all, and that the beginning is who? Yes. Where everything in Rambam is quote. Yes. What's he quoting? He's quoting our Mishnah, getting paid for Rav. He's quoting Yehuda. Right? Nechem and Akko and Ashkelon. He's saying, Rambam is saying, that defines Olay Mitzrayim. So, meaning our Mishnah, which is all I guess, is human definition of Mitzrayim. So, we put the pieces together, the Rambam and Anatom agree that forget, you follow Olay Mitzrayim. Okay, good. Now, your question about how the Oyvistan gets there, well, let's come back to that. Let's finish with your talk to us. You're asking, well, did the Oyvistan ever go to France and Germany? That's a very good question. Let's table that for a moment. I want to come back to that issue. Let's continue to the talk to us for more questions. Again, this is some more answers. Again, the first answer was what? The first answer was, well, get depends on the Mitzrayim, the true Mitzrayim depends on the Babel. The teacher of Yehuda, after all, think about it. The teacher of Yehuda is based on what? Prophet. Nothing. Right? It's a certain different work rule that I was 12 that the Jews in the days of Yehoshua are about to move into. And so the whole source of the teacher of Yehuda is a prophet talking about the Mitzrayim. So, okay, he says, look, it's only on the Mitzrayim, it's not always Babel, and therefore you Mitzrayim just don't apply. And in terms of Rabbah, he says, sometimes they apply the Rabbah on the Mitzrayim, that's why the Rabbah says, look, it's here, it's not going to apply. The O. No, but some of the where most Jews were living.
The whole part of the
year. Exactly, not close on the year. The O nation. Your Rabbah had another answer. The Shema ain't on the connected of the air, it's the cell. I remember that cousin, well, Mama Menachem is time, oh, it's not familiar. They were all directly off to the side. Maybe they're not directly in the law, that's not one. Well, one would imagine, yes?
Why
is
saying,
well,
it's not on the side of the class? Let's say,
that's it. All lower than, they probably weren't really sure what, your passion is. Why have to say both directions? Yes, because the Rajan. They were north of it, they were south of it.
He doesn't know where he is.
Exactly. Why? See, if you look in Tosfos, this is one of the differences, the other one difference between Tosfos and Tosfos. Tosfos takes the Zarapasha, that we, France and Germany, are due west of Israel. If you look at a map, you had the map yesterday, and you believe me, you can take a look at Akiva's computer after it. You look at a map, or you can go on Google yourself, and you just draw lines across, you will decide, you will find that France and Germany are way north of Israel. You draw north of Israel, you're going to hit northern Africa. You're not hitting. Now, it could be also if you extend it. Now, one approach might be if you extend the borders of Eretz Yisrael high enough, you might cut off a little bit. So, your Yaakov Emden. Right. Oh, so Yaakov Emden.
Rabbeinu
Tam lives
in
the north of France. Oh, good. So, Yaakov Emden, his Hagos in the back of the Gemara, the Yaakov, so he asked the Kafka. He says, I don't know what the hell is look at the map. It's maybe the tip of Portugal, the southern tip of Portugal is maybe included. In Western Israel. Right, I guess even that's very difficult. Could you assume that the border is much higher? If you extend the border so high enough, maybe you'll cut across to Portugal. Portugal is at the end of the Iberian Peninsula, so you don't have to keep it check. Do you all know what that means? But he says, Brandon doesn't correspond at all. So what's the answer? And the man, Tamarine himself realized that they weren't so sure. Their maps were not as quite as accurate as the maps they have now. So it was commonly assumed that they were directed due west. And then Thomas saying, look, maybe we're not exactly due west. We're not so sure. And Akiva even dug up an actual map from the rough material of Biotosis, where it's clear that their sense of the orientation and configuration of different countries was a little bit looser than the way we look at things nowadays, because they didn't have the tools. I mean, the cartographers and the...
Israel's twice the size of Asia.
And the cartographers didn't have two.
Well, what you never miss is
the past.
You're back in the
mist,
and Marco Polo won't be around for another time.
So that's the first time they point that out. Okay, so the old day Shlomar. The old day, here's the third answer, right? The Chosek and Hegel has this dog. The power of Yehuda is to challenge this whole region of Yehuda. Yehuda is to draw lines, but what's included in those lines? The Rampes is assuming that given this like a major land mass that gets cut by the line, that's also included. He says, no! Rampes says, no! Kosher Kenegadar is the very Huda, look up by Abasha, Shadokyan. It didn't mean all the dry on the continent. Beneath him, Shadokyan, Gavra. So there's little islands in the water. The water? You have a boat in the water? Or you have little islands in the water? The man was, that's why. Why does that make sense?
Because
otherwise, most of Europe.
If they're in the water, then they're still dark.
Right,
because
what do you mean?
What's
the
Havamina
that
the Shah will be in the story? We're talking only about the sea.
Okay.
And we need even asked about the
Shah.
So of course
the Shah. Oh, very good. Very good. Excellent. That's a critical point. The drasha is just Yaman, thank you. That's the major point here. The drasha, the drasha is really Yaman Gadol. Ati deka, that the Chachamim required an additional drasha to include even a little island. And he said, no, evil tzrichi kra, which really means what? That they're tofel to Yaman Gadol. Because the pasuk says Yaman Gadol, that's part of Yaman Gadol. It's part of Yaman Gadol, it has islands, seas of islands. You're not going to tell me, if I'm on some little island, Polynesian islands, Micronesian islands. Oh, you're not on the Pacific? No, you're in the Pacific. This is one of the islands of the Pacific. A little island, Mediterranean, that's my choices. You're not in London. Is that understood as Yamato? Oh, no, that's something else, and that requires your own drasha. So certainly, very good. You could, one could imagine, disagreeing, but one could imagine, saying,
fine.
No, the Yehuda says what's really because he's not machat water and land at all. I agree with you. I think it's more Mestaber, the Rebbe and Tom mostly, and I don't think Tom said it. This is Ogei Shloma. It doesn't sound like it's any point that Rashi seems to say that. They bear Rashi though, because Shem Neger says, oh, Kol HaYom, Shekin Neger, Eretz Yisrael.
That's the only Yamadol.
Isn't every continent just a reason?
It's
only
Yamagolo.
That'd be
surrounded on all sides.
By Yamagolo.
Or not
surrounded by
Yamagolo. Yamagolo.
Right, that's all
it is. Exactly. Well, we're assuming that Eretz Yisrael is not Nisi Shalayam. Right? So anything that's an extension of that
land
mass is also not going to be Nisi Shalayam.
Australia.
Right. Australia happens not to be in the way. The British Isles are not in the way. Yeah. Okay. The third answer is that the whole din of Rabbi Yehuda is only on the water. The water is the Yamagalo is the Gnol. The Yamagalo is the Kuner as Israel. And it could be that the Nisim are top of the Yamagalo. But the land, large land mass is, that's not Yamagalo, that's the land mass. That's the land mass. Okay. So okay, so we spoke about the Oli Kisamoi Babel issue. We spoke about the geography, cartography is the science right now, that issue. One major difference, what's the other major difference between Tosfos? There are two major differences between Tosfos and Tosfos. The first major difference is the Tosfos.
The second question is,
let's bring it up. Let's take a look in Tosfos. And then he has the end of the name. Shalom Yom Pesach Yom Tavis Barazah Yom Lulis Chai Hayu Chai Hayu Lanu Chai Hayu Lanu Within Chai Hayu Lanu 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 appears in, so Joshua steers the question around that. We don't have to do that. Avokasha. Yechi, Rabbi Yehuda, Hayamaki, Bavo Eretz, Kisho, Shehado, Kiyado, Shekuma, Yibikim, Lashma, O Shehim, Asturim, Asaimon. Did Yehuda know that all these, whether it's Tunisia, or it's France, or just a little island in the Mediterranean, there are islands there. He knew he had the God invested in all those islands, and he knew that all those islands were the king of the Shema, or that there was enough traffic in between the time which they set up along the planet Nixa. How could it be? He didn't know. Now, that's a good question. That's a question that Tosfos did not read. Which is Tosfos took the assumption that we're equating the Drush to me. Tosfos took the assumption that whatever there is to draw, there is to draw, there is to draw. There might be more than one definition there is to draw. But given us all there is to draw. This Tosfos already, Tosfos in front of us, Tosfos Lufanenu, is open to the possibility that just because it's Eretz Yisrael, maybe some Eretz Yisrael will get, maybe it should be more common. So I don't want to get heavily involved. But
Well, what I think is, it could be more like a city where the people aren't beginning, therefore it's not considered.
Everyone agrees, everyone's going to, the Gemara definitely raises the possibility, Shai is the one raises the possibility, that if you place it out of Eretz Yisrael, then the Gemara definitely raises the possibility.
Thank you very much.
Now we always assume that Eretz Yisrael, again, how you define Eretz Yisrael, we're going to leave open. The Eretz Yisrael has written the map that Yisrael looks like this, and that's what we saw. So Eretz Yisrael, that's for sure, does not look like Nefer. And plus, you're going to add another Bavel, there must be some Fluchos, and Mavros, and so on and so forth. But obviously we always have to have the assumption Eretz Yisrael is Eretz Yisrael, and you can maybe, that's for sure. If it's Eretz Yisrael, then it's definitely, you know, Yom Kippur is by Nefer Nefer. What that's meant by Machmur versus Mako, is this tells us the open possibility that it can be something that Mamash is Eretz Yisrael for all other purposes, and yet for Gittin you have to say before Nefer by Nefer. That, I don't want to belabor the point, but if you turn for a moment to that vague Amud Aleph, we spent a lot of time on the second one of the M. The previous one is the Ashkelon has a discussion about the Mishnah, which also becomes a Machlokes of Anatam and Re about this very point. And the Re suggests that they can be placed which are Eretz Yisrael for Trumas and Maitres, but yet since people don't know the Din, or since it's Loshchichi Shairasa, you're going to require Pinefinefim. Because it's Lobakin. So that's what the Reed suggests, and the Atam seems to my father's been Atam and Reed. Can it be something which is Eretz Yisrael, yet it's Chutzpah as Lagin? The reverse, everyone agrees it's possible. There's something that's not Eretz Yisrael, but no, not Eretz Yisrael, but the Lagin, it's safe. But can you have something which is Eretz Yisrael, but it's Chutzpah as Lagin, that seems to be my father's been Atam and Reed? that will work there very smoothly. The toaster rush is truly working pretty thoroughly with the Vayan Tom. The Vayan Tom never would have raised this second question of toast. The Vayan Tom assumed that whatever there is to throw is certainly the Nova by Nefra Nefra. Doesn't matter whether the Tom falls or not.
Right.
The reason why there's no, all bets are off. It could be this way, it could be that way, everything. That's why there's this second question is. Is Rabbeinu not Rabbeinu Tam supposed to? No one's talking about Rabbeinu Tam like that. Rabbeinu Tam's nephew to be, he's already raising this question. Okay, so that's one difference in Torah. Are you willing to not to raise this question? That could be something which is as carries halachic matter to show, but the given so far. So, or is it Rabbeinu Tam assumes Rabbeinu Tam doesn't? As an aside, well, I don't want to get heavily involved in that, but why does that make sense? If there's a concern of Ein Zikin Lashma, if there's a concern of Ein Zikin Lashma, so why not make the Zera? Just because there is still the big Shprit, but the Riyah is at this point. So this goes back to a concept we've discussed several times this year, which is called Tikka Avon Gendra Tikkin. The Chazal are going to make the Zera Avonon, they're going to look for, they want to accomplish something. They want to make sure that it's Lashma. They want to make sure that we have Eidim. Okay, they have some objectives, and they have some goal in Matara in mind. But in order to accomplish that, they're going to set up a Gzeira to try to fix that problem. But when they set up the Gzeira, they're not going to say the Gzeira applies whenever the Torah applies. That's not the way Chazal works. They use a category of soup, they say they take a good soup that more or less fits where the Torah is, and they say they didn't apply to that category. And so they don't say, call the Tikkun Rabbanan to end the Tikkun. Tell him means sickness. So they're going to try to find some pattern in our Torah, some categories of for some Dizaraisa, and then apply the build the Dizaraisa about that Dizaraisa carrier, like we said in the past. Let's say Tchum Shabbos. The Tchum Alpayim Amma, the fact that it's Tchum 2000 Amma, out of the city, that we pass in is definitely Mahos Tatanam, we pass in is Javan. Machlok is Babel Yerushalmi, Machlok is Mechav Rabbah, whether 12 times that amount, 12 mil, is that Tchum Dereis or not? Okay, but the Tchum Alpayim Amma, 2000 Amma is definitely Javanam. But, even though Javanam, so where they get the idea 2000 Amma, so that's the vicinity of the town, they got it probably from the Dereisah. It says the end of, the Chumash Vayikra,
Hamidbar,
in the Chumash Hamidbar, that we have the Ari Ha'ozim. There are rules about how you construct the Ari, the zoning laws, about the biblical zoning laws, about the Ari Ha'ozim, how you build them, and what you can do in the area around the Ari Ha'ozim. But that status ends at 2,000 hours outside of the city. There are no rules about what you can do beyond 2,000 hours away from the city. You see on level of the Raisa that the area within 2,000 hours around the city, that's sort of the shaykhus of the city. Beyond that, as no, it's not identified as being close to the city. But we're interested in the things that are being close to the city. That's the Dinda Raisa, the oil of him. So Chazal wants to make a Dinda Raisa from Shabbos, they picked up the idea of 2,000 hours and applied it to Shabbos as well. So see here also, Chazal wants to make a Dinda Raisa about the King of Shema. Or you want to make either concerned that get will not be written properly, or you want to have aid them around to be able to time and to know that the signatures are real. So there's some reason, and moral basically, the concern applies only to other Shalom and Eretz Yisrael, more or less. So they chose Eretz Yisrael as a good category. Maybe here and there it might not work exactly. But they said, look, Eretz Yisrel is no such a thing. The way Tom understands, that's what they set up. They set up as rule. Eretz Yisrael doesn't apply. They might have added on, but the base for the thing was, it's not going to apply inside Eretz Yisrael. So even though the Rebbe Tam would say, look, there might be here and there, there might be occasionally one or two villages where they tie in Eretz Yisrael, they don't know about the din of Lashma. Okay, but the way the Chazal said the din is Eretz Yisrael. And the reason, no, but this din is mamish. If you think about it, if every time I'm a stabber, can you tell me every single time you write a get, you have to start thinking? Well, how many people here became a Shema? How much traffic is there? It's going to be impossible. You can have to do a survey every time you want to give a get. You have to And it can change from year to year. From decade to decade, it's going to change. And it sounds like that's not a way you step in and drop on. You have to make it fix. And more or less, you make a blanket rule, it basically says, here and there, there may be cases that don't get covered exactly right. Okay? But at least you covered the majority of the tzorach. Okay, could be. Okay. Definitely you're talking. But even those cases, the Rambam would say those cases are also pretty much well defined. It didn't say any place outside Israel where there's a Kila Shema and okay. It said Babel, and they said, and Babel has halachas associated with it, other halachas with it. And it said, Smukos and Muvlow, which they, for those who only came in now, the Gemara a couple of months ago, said there's some Tanan halls that not only Eretz Yisrael, there's no such thing, but even the areas right near Eretz Yisrael, or Mount Sinai, that's in a nook within, right next to the border. So that's still, you're defining it based on Eretz Yisrael. So I can give definitions within 10 miles of Eretz Yisrael, within 3 parts of Eretz Yisrael. It's defined based, it's not just going to be open-ended wherever there's a problem. So there, that's what the Rebbe seems to say. That's very difficult. That's why Tosfos on the page, as far as the second kasha, that's always within the Rebbe. The Rebbe has no problem. And the Rebbe gives an answer. So it's a rush. It seems like it's strictly a random problem. The Rebbe is a problem. You're right. It might be that this is a spot which is technically Eretz Yisrael. Both in technically it's Eretz Yisrael. Lamasa is a chashash. Okay. But they never made an exam in such a case. So in the Yisera, and so far, this is not so far. Now, what's interesting, though, in terms of also, is the answers after this question, they start giving answers that don't really seem to fit. The question was, the guys a couple of conversations in Seder. Now, Neil and... Did you have it, huh?
Yeah.
Really?
The,
Let's hear. Listen to yourself say the kasha, and then you give one say the kasha. You say it there?
No, I don't know what
to say. Say the kasha?
Yeah.
Right, read the kasha. Read the kasha. Read the kasha. Say the kasha. Read the kasha.
Not just that. The problem is that the Teretz apparently seems to be it's against the Gemara.
Right.
Because the Teretz is that it wasn't conquered by Oleh Bavel. Mashma that so it's not considered part of Eretz Yisrael, and so you'd be chayav to say funny nachum, funny nachum. But Tosfos is trying to say that you don't need to say funny nachum, funny nachum.
The Gemara says what? The Gemara says, Gemara wants to say, Gemara is talking about Gittin. The Gemara says that there was a Tana who says that the get to see doesn't require by Nefai Nefsam is father of Yehuda. And that therefore, get above, interesting, above in the Mediterranean, according to Yehuda, it's Eretz Yisrael, for whatever level degree of Eretz Yisrael is, and therefore, it's Eretz Yisrael of Gittin. So comes along, Tosfos, and this is 1 second. But how do you know that out in the far reaches of France that people know about Lashma and that they can see in the Kaimo? So he answers, well, Kavshah call Oli Baba. So Tosa Rosh had Kavshah call Oli Baba as an answer to the first Kasha. What happens to Trumas and Maestras? There's a great answer. The answer is Trumas and Maestras depends on Olibado. Who's talking about Olibado's run? But you can't say that Gittin depends on Olibado, and who's talking about Olibado's run, which is what some of the sounds like you're saying. Well, don't worry, we'll come to Olibado. It sounds like, well, get follows Olibado. Yeah, but the whole point of the Gemara is that get follows Yehuda, get follows Olibado's run. So that's why we were thinking in the Seder, there could be, you see, Tosa Rosh, that this Tosa is out of order. That there's some printer messed up and took the answer to the one answer, to two answers to the first kasha and stuck them after the second kasha. And it's just that sometimes one of the uses of the parallel Tosas, my Tosa Rosh and Tosa Tok, and Tosa Shan, is sometimes they're arguing Tosas, sometimes they give you a better version of what Tosas is really saying. Sometimes it's clearer, sometimes it's messed up. So one gets the impression here that this for the sake of it, the printer is just messed up. You should have Kasha 1, 3 answers, Kasha 2, the last answer. Instead, they just mumble jumble around. And the Tosa Rosh was in manuscript for a couple of years. And now it's still around it. So we still have it in the pure pristine form. Oh, dear Shlomo. Yeah?
No, it's a little older. It's a little older. It seems to be very similar to what the Rosh is saying. The Chimishom, the Chayv Meister, so much of the Kiyomo, the Kaimo. So basically, what he's saying, I think, is that granted that it wasn't captured by Olei Bavel, it was still captured by Olei Mitzrayim,
right.
And so therefore it'll still be Chayv in Pfanin Asa, Pfanin Asa, even though it's going to be part of the Ritual of Meister. It's just a roundabout way of saying the same thing.
Yeah, but the question is how you know that those people are the key.
Right. So he assumes that it doesn't matter.
What? That's the whole point.
I mean, you say the answer is you hold up your way on top.
Yeah.
But then there should be against the read. Okay.
Yeah.
But then okay.
That's the answer of the Maloha Rowan.
I didn't
read
it.
Yes.
Yeah. I didn't
read it.
I didn't say it was good parrot.
Yeah,
so it was a terrorist.
It was
a terrorist.
I think the
terrorist that works
way,
out.
The simplest way, I have my reserve from Meyer Vein. My reserve from Meyer Vein is that if you have a difficult thesis, one of the first things you do is you look in the parallel thesis. Look in the thesis, watch your own thesis. So, you know, a couple of
right.
Over two wives after I shot the last thesis. The first thing you said is you look in the thesis, rush. Right? That should be the automatic reaction. If there is, different assessment, different sets of parallel thesis. So probably the easiest way, there may be other ways to be logic, but the one that's most likely to be shot in what Tosas meant, I think. But it's nice to think of that. Because then they go on to give another answer, which is also
right.
One of the answers related to the first question. They give a longer version of what appears in Tosas Rosh as answer number 3. Now we can read it for Kushrit. And he develops what Avishai said, and you see him in the Pesukim. I am a Gadol, but all Hashem is a Gvucha. It's the opposite of Yam a Gadol. The Shach is Gvucha, the Yam Sub and Yam Pushtim. Well, man, he Midbar and Anahar. What does that mean? Yam Sub was that dog, Yam Pushtim was that Mara. Midbar was in Shach, Mara Pushtim was that Safa. So it's Yam Pushtim. Yam Pushtim is the sea of Pushtim, which is Yam a Gadol. The sea of Pushtim extends much further. But so his point comes to point is just further important, it's only a din of Yam. And finally, he gives an answer. The Va'odi Shlomar is actually answering the second Kasha. The Va'odi, because the second Kasha was, but I know that we came to Shema. The answer is, no, we do know. I know. The Yehuda who traveled to France says, no. But they knew how far they were Jews. In France, there was no Jewish community. No one was writing again in France at the time of Yehuda. And they knew how far the Jewish community extended. And they knew that those, maybe not they know that those areas. It's something that Rabbeinu Tam is saying. I agree. Rabbeinu Tam is saying
the first time.
But if you want to say Halakha and Tam, there are much more direct ways to say.
Just also to add in, Rabbeinu Tam is assuming that all this Gemara is like Rabbah.
Yeah.
and lost Clonda.
No, but it can't be. Because he asked, like, both of the babies asked to let Ada to give him.
Yeah, I think that the Derech HaMelech, the private most likely, was most likely shot. So what did he tell us to rush? For sure. To stay on your own, just to say, oh, this is all ad order, that it would be a brilliant chav to think of. It's like Trent Harifas. You would say it as like a speculation could be. That you would take a lot of the goal to say for sure this is a mistake without having any writing. But it would be very brilliant and preferable to say as a possibility. But then once you have evidence, every manuscript evidence, but then that's it's a no one takes to say it, okay? And you have to bring up Eloy to say the terrorist, and it makes it much more likely to be true. Now, but one more issue you want to deal with. Yeah, question.
You said they would know how far they were to. Who expected to yield? No one would have said a get that came there.
The question number two is a great question, so the first two answers don't answer question number two. They do answer question number one, but they don't answer question number two. So A1, A2, A3. The A1 and A2 aren't really answering the second question. They're answering the first question.
We just had to answer his question,
okay.
In which we don't have to, like, review
the that was an answer that tells the Tosa said. The first test. That's why they phrase the second kasha as, what did Yehuda say about get? Because it's not for Yehuda. Now, another point to make, Yehuda doesn't say anything about get. Yehuda is talking about other issues. Whatever you're talking about, doesn't talk about get. We're applying to get. So it's not a shorthand. You want to apply to get, how could you apply to Yehuda the Nachwa Yitzchak? See, the kasha is because of Nachwa Yitzchak Machia. Right? You want to apply to Yehuda to get, how are you talking? You never said anything like that, but you are thinking, you're assuming that he's relevant to get. Either like a real time, that it automatically is relevant to get, or like there is, you know, to say, I'm not going to say, no, do this. Okay. So one final issue, which is very fascinating, and which the couple got very raised, is going back to again, how many costs can we have to the first caution of what's going on, two of the mice in France? Like, we have four territories, right? We're not going to talk about then there's three territories in Kosovo. It's only over the time, not only Babel. So if you often forget, it's not relevant for Shumas Maestas. Or number territory number two in Kosovo is it's not true. Okay, we have to figure about Tunisia. Okay. So number three, if even Tunisia is not included, because if you was only talking about the water, maybe the island, but not the larger land. Okay. Now, let's go back to that, the first terrorist number two. The first terrorist of Yom Tov Sirach. The one we deal with, that we started dealing with before. The only tribe was all about. So before we pointed out that this explains the Machlokas of Yom and the Nachlokas, it's not A, and B, and you already see that we're bifurcating, we're saying there's different Din of Eretz Yisrael, different borders with different aspects of Eretz Yisrael. But there's something funny about this. Naniach Shekin, the Lundus is correct. Right. The Lundus is there, there's two different dinaries to sell, there's all of the times, all of the bubble, all of the relevant for different things, okay, fine. So, how is the Tosfos to us? Let's look at the way Tosfos to us says it. Or the Tosfos says it. You say what? So, you say, Jewish and ISIS don't apply in France and Germany. Why? Because the only bubble, we're not Kovish there. Right? Okay. And the only Italian, we're Kovish there? That's the part that's very interesting.
The key point that there are certain communities in Western Europe have traditions that their communities were there since the days of Nebuchadnezzar. So, but if everyone was there from the days of Yeshua, everyone who tried to run away got killed. The Matilim didn't make it very far. So there were only the Tryon weren't going, only the Tryon didn't get to France and Germany or Tunisia or Morocco. So Taka was the job. Yeah.
That's
Suggests is that
that kibush is something that lends itself to saying I conquered the core area, so then I basically conquered the country. We have to look at each of the bases, I deployed the whole country, I conquered the main thing, I conquered the whole thing. But chazaka doesn't work that way. Wherever you live, you live.
Yeah,
wherever it's not settled, it's not settled. So by chazaka, it doesn't make sense to say that your mosque is the whole area. So that's why only Bago doesn't settle the sun does, but it's some tomorrow, so he has a couple other very interesting kashas. Very interesting kashas. And he uses this to deal with kashas and chumash. There's an even more basic question we've dealt with. Just think about all the things we learned as the Rambam the first couple of office, and look back at Parshas Matzeh. There's a massive sphere between everything we learned and Parshas Matzeh. And he points out that you might be able to begin to enter
the By the way,
all those interested in the Shepherd's write up of the sixth demon of Tarka, I have copies here. From a friend of mine put out a printer. As I show a paper for a printer from Kuhn, and I'm accepting the Kabura for the fellow.